Now, today marks the anniversary of the 1788 arrival of the first fleet to Port Jackson here in Sydney. For many Australians, this is celebrated with beers and barbecues, but as we've been learning today, not for all. Many Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians see the 26th of January as a day in mourning. We're joined today by Rodney Dillon. He's a Palawa elder, I hope I've pronounced that right, Palawa elder, and Indigenous advisor to Amnesty International to talk about what he thinks the 26th of January should mean for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, as well as all of Australia. Rodney, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us on The Daily, mate. What does today mean for you?
Look, today's a day of, you know, of things that's happened to our family in the past. I think that it's a sad time for a lot of Aboriginal people to think about today or yesterday, the last day of freedom. But to think about, to celebrate a day in the future that we can all go ahead and celebrate together. Mm-hmm. And it's not about making people feel about what happened, you know, 200 years ago, but it's about shaping what we're going to look like in the future coming together, you know, as a country. And I think that that's what we need to be talking about, where we go. It's not about trying to take a day away from people. Mm-hmm. We all want to celebrate a day, but not this day. This is a day that's pretty hurtful to Aboriginal people.
Well, on that, you talk about the future. What would you like to see happen?
Look, I think that many people would have... I'd like to see a day that we all celebrate together, and whether it's a healing day or whether it's a... But that we can all share, and, you know, we can go out in the street and shake hands with people and cuddle each other and feel good about this day. We can't do that at this, you know. You've got protest marches in streets, and I think it's taken steps for this country. You know, we've taken steps, the apology. Mm-hmm. We've taken these steps as a country maturing after 200 years, and this is one of those steps that's important for us to take, to move that day to, and it's not about taking the day off people, it's about sharing the day better.
Yeah, I think that's a very nice way of saying it. I'm a non-Indigenous Australian. What can I do to be more respectful of Indigenous Australians?
I think you're doing it. You're working on Australia Day.
That's very nice of you to say, but is there something, do you think...
Look, I think that is part of it, people having the conversation, and we're all talking about it. You know, it's a wider conversation than it was last year, and it's a bigger conversation than the year before. It's about us talking about how we feel on this day, and like you said, you summed it up. How do you feel? Well, I don't feel like it's a celebration for part of my family, and I think if I want to celebrate it, I think we all need to come together on a day. We want, you know, white Australia to be with us and to celebrate a day, but this is not the day to do it.
Mm. Now, you've dedicated your life to fighting for Indigenous rights. What do you think are the biggest issues facing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people at the moment?
Look, I think there's lots of, you know, housing is always an issue. Mm-hmm. These issues have been here, you know. Poverty is an issue. Education's an issue. You know, substance abuse they're all the issues that's on the table that we need to address. And, you know, we're moving towards, our country's moving further, like we've got more Aboriginal politicians, but we need politicians in positions that can make changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think they're steps that we need to take as a country. And, you know, I think that changing an Australia Day to a day where we all believe in it. We've thrown money at issues over the past, but we haven't thrown goodwill. And it's goodwill we need to make changes.
Goodwill, that's a very good way of putting it. You talk about making the change and you talk about sort of spreading the goodwill. What else can people do, you know, across the community to help?
I think that wider Australia needs to understand the issues that we're presented with today. And if you have a look at where Aboriginals sit in society, you know, a lot of our people are sitting in the poverty society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a lot of education. You know, if we can get the wider Australia to think why, you know, if we can get Aboriginal kids to understand, you know, song lines and all these things, why can't we do ABC?
Yeah.
You know, why can't we get our kids educated in the system? And look, and that's not to distract from all the kids that are doing well in it, but we've got a lot that's not doing so good, you know, to try and break that poverty cycle and to try and have our people, you know, not in that society or not so many in the justice system and more in the education system. I think they're two things that we need to change drastically. And you know, family violence, there's, you know, that boils, that bubbles underneath with all this as well, you know, and we need to look at addressing. As Aboriginal men, we need to have a good look at ourselves and stop that from happening in our communities and stand up and say we're not proud of it happening. You know, that this has got to stop.
Yeah. How do you spend today?
I'm at work.
You're at work? So it's not yeah. It's just another day for you. It's just Thursday.
Just another day, yeah. You just work through it. And it's a bit of a sad day when you see all the people having... And look, I think it's changing. I mean, people have spoke to me that have had, you know, and they've invited me to, you know, barbecues on Australia Day. They're now having them on the 28th. You know, I'm going to some people's friends' place on the 28th. So they haven't changed it because of me. They've changed it because they thought it was the right thing to do. So there is changes in our society and people... You know, Ian McFarlane came out today and made that statement. We have got more people thinking about it, you know. Don't celebrate atrocities. No other, you know, the Jewish people don't celebrate that. The Germans don't celebrate it. We don't celebrate Hiroshima. We don't celebrate the tragedies of atrocities that's happened around the world. So we don't do it here.
Well, I think you've really hit the nail on the head. I think it's a good way of putting it, not celebrating an atrocity.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. I think, Rodney, you've really shed some light on it from your perspective. I think it's something we all certainly need to consider and something I'm personally learning a lot about and realising, for sure.
It's about healing the country. This is more about healing and coming together. And, you know, we can do it. We come together when there's a war.
Yep.
And we'll go and fight in the war together. And we'll come together for national sports and you'll have Aboriginal people playing football or rugby or soccer. But we can't come together as a nation.
It's all interesting stuff, and as you sort of say, I certainly feel myself it's changed, but I think we get that message out there a bit wider will certainly help.
It's about education, about coming together and healing each other.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Rodney, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for joining us on The Daily.
Thank you.
There you are. That was Rodney Dillon. He's a Palawa elder, an Indigenous advisor to Amnesty International, a very smart fellow with some very, very good points, something we could all learn from. Coming up, I will be taking the Australian citizenship test. As I was saying earlier, another test that I haven't studied for. Classic me, true to form. Nothing's changed since I was in high school.